Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Networking Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Networking Basics in the IT Networking for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key networking models, specifically the OSI and TCP/IP models, how data flows through networks, and the importance of these models in troubleshooting network issues. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the significance of networking models in data communication and apply this knowledge to common networking challenges in your work. Main content overview of OSI and TCP/IP models. Networking models provide a framework for understanding how data is transmitted across networks. The two most important models are the OSI, Open Systems Interconnection, model and the TCP/IP, Transmission Control Protocol/Internet Protocol, model. The OSI model consists of 7 layers. Physical layer. This is where the physical connection between devices occurs, involving cables and switches. Data link layer. This layer ensures that data can be transferred over the physical layer without errors. Network layer. Responsible for routing data from one network to another. Transport layer. This layer manages end-to-end communication and error recovery. Session layer. It establishes, maintains, and terminates sessions between applications. Presentation layer. This layer translates data formats to ensure that applications can communicate effectively. Application layer. The top layer where end-user software interacts with the network. The TCP/IP model, while similar, has only 4 layers. Link layer. Combines the physical and data link layers of the OSI model. Internet layer. Corresponds to the OSI network layer, handling routing of packets. Transport layer, similar to the OSI transport layer, it provides communication services for applications. Application layer, combines the top 3 layers of the OSI model, allowing software applications to communicate over the network. Understanding these models helps clarify how different network protocols interact, which is crucial for troubleshooting and improving network performance. Understanding data flow through networks. Data flow in networks refers to how information is sent and received between devices. When a user sends a message or accesses a website, the data travels through multiple layers of the OSI or TCP/IP models. For instance, consider sending an email. The process begins at the application layer, where the email client formats the message. The data is then passed down through the layers. The presentation layer encodes the data. The session layer establishes a connection with the mail server. The transport layer segments the data into packets and adds headers for routing. The network layer determines the best path for the packets to travel. The link layer finally converts the data into electrical signals or light pulses for transmission. Once the email reaches the recipient's server, the process reverses. The packets are received and reassembled, allowing the recipient to view the email seamlessly. This flow illustrates the critical role of networking models in ensuring that data transmission is efficient and reliable. Importance of these models in troubleshooting. Networking models are not just theoretical, they are practical tools for troubleshooting. When issues arise, understanding which layer of the model the problem lies in helps narrow down potential causes. For example, if a user cannot connect to the internet, the issue could be at the physical layer, cables, hardware, or the network layer, routing, addressing. Utilizing the OSI or TCP/IP models, network professionals can systematically check each layer. They might start by testing physical connections, then move up to ensure data is being transmitted properly at the link layer, followed by verifying routing paths at the internet layer. For example, if a financial application is running slowly, a developer might check the application layer for software issues, the transport layer for packet loss, and the network layer for routing inefficiencies. This structured approach allows for efficient problem solving and minimizes downtime, which is crucial in finance and fintech industries where timely data access is essential. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've explored the significance of networking models, focusing on the OSI and TCP/IP models and how they facilitate understanding data flow through networks. We also highlighted their importance in troubleshooting common networking issues. By grasping these concepts, you are better equipped to handle networking challenges that may arise in your role, especially in the fast-paced finance and fintech landscape. Reflection questions: how can the OSI model help you identify a network issue in your finance application? In what ways does understanding data flow enhance your ability to communicate with technical teams? What troubleshooting strategies would you apply using the TCP/IP model in a real-world scenario?